Harold Chamberlain has only had a smartphone for 2 years, but it has quickly become a lifeline.
I do emails, I do Facebook, my bank account, Pinterest, Target's cartwheel and Kroger's coupons and online stuff.
She also pulls up an app she uses for the annual walk to end Alzheimer's disease in Indianapolis.
And it's one that I set up during the walk last year. And
Chamberlain's husband, Roger, was diagnosed with Alzheimer's 3 years ago when he was 59. He's one of over 100,000 Hoosiers living with the disease. Now she is his primary caregiver.
Up on my Facebook account.
Chamberlain is exactly the type of person a new Facebook app could help. She is one of 330,000 unpaid Alzheimer's caregivers in Indiana. Assistant professor at the IUPUI School of Informatics and Computing, Aaron Brady, says the idea for the app was developed when three researchers from three different schools put their heads together.
We all kind of realized that we have an overlapping interest in the ways that technology can be used to kind of for social good, to help people, to provide care and services. So it was very obvious very quickly that we all kind of believed in that underlying principle and that we could use it for something cool.
The two other researchers are IU School of Social Work Assistant Professor David Wilkerson and Gerontology Psychiatrist with the IU School of Medicine, Dr. Daniel Bateman. The idea for the project was based on a similar program for visually impaired people that Brady demonstrates.
So what I'll show you is just a general diagram of this concept of social microvolunteering. So we have our blind user here who is asking a question. They've taken a picture of, in this case, a box of hot and spicy Cheez-Its. They've asked the question, what's in this box?
Social microvolunteering is different from other support groups you may join on Facebook because it provides access to the group and all their friends, explains Brady.
Basically, the idea is that you're leveraging not only your own social network, but also the social networks of other people. So you have access to a lot more people who might be, you know, online at any given time, who might have expertise in a specific problem, to work together as a group and figure out what some of their needs are.
Bateman says the team hopes to explore this by introducing different questions.
An example of an informational support question would be, my dad continues to drive and he has Alzheimer's disease. I don't know what to do. What should I do? Okay. And an example of an emotional support question would be, my mother has Alzheimer's disease and she keeps waking up in the middle of the night and I am so stressed. How do others handle stress?
The initial trial is being supported with a $30,000 grant from the Regan Streif Institute and should start in the next couple of months. About 20 people will answer and pose questions that are designed to determine if the app is more suited to certain support needs. Bateman says the idea is to tap into the wealth of knowledge that experience brings.
A lot of this information is available, and the people who are most resourceful, who know the best answers, are not physicians or nurses, but are the people who've been through it, the caregiver.
Bateman says the app would provide an inexpensive and easy way to connect caregivers like Cheryl Chamberlain, who says she would appreciate that.
I'm not one that I'm bashful, and I share it with everybody that they can learn too. I mean, I figure if I can't fix my husband, if I can at least share and spread the awareness of all the different little things that I've learned.
The hope is the project could be used to develop a more extensive application outside of Facebook to support caregivers when it will be available more broadly. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Jill Sheridan in Indianapolis.